Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, viewers of Mother Channel, we're just about to start a journey to record the first episodes of a new series of programs on a Mother Channel, Our Rich Heritage. And as you can see, we're at Manchester Airport at the moment. Where are we going for the first series? Inshallah, we'll let you know soon, inshallah. When we get into the airport, inshallah, and we get our boarding card, we'll let you know where we're going, inshallah. See you soon. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I will reach out to people all over the world to spread the
sun. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, viewers of Mother Channel, as you can see, we're at Manchester Airport. We got through security. Alhamdulillah, everything was fine. Our baggage went through, not an issue. I have in front of me my boarding card, and we've not told you where we're going at the moment. And we're going for the first series of our rich heritage. We are going to Turkey, inshallah. I've got a ticket here to Istanbul, and inshallah, in Istanbul, we're going to be visiting the mazars, the resting places of some of the great companions of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also some of our pious predecessors, and also some of our rich heritage, some of our beautiful masjids that are over there as well. But whilst we were going through the airport, one thing I realized was that it wasn't that busy, it was relatively busy, but one thing I realized is that a lot of people are traveling today. And when I look around me, I think that people are traveling for, what are they really traveling for? They're traveling for tourists, they're going to visit places, they're traveling to visit families. Some people are traveling in an emergency because of some sort of something happened at home, etc. But then fortunate are those people who travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that may Allah give me and you the ability to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Basically what I'm trying to say to you is that sacrifice some time and travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. If it was not for our pious predecessors traveling in the way of Allah, then the deen would have not reached and from the lands from where a lot of our ancestors came from as well. So Alhamdulillah, please do dua that this is a successful journey, that we are able to visit the resting places of our pious predecessors with respect and to get the barakah of them places, and also to see some of our rich heritage as Muslims. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My life can be sacrificed for my mercy.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we boarded the flight now in Manchester, but we're on our way to, inshallah, soon traveling to Istanbul. Please do dua for a safe journey, inshallah. Viewers of Mother Channel, we are in Istanbul, in Turkey, in the grounds of the Masjid of Fatih Sultan Mehmed, mashallah. His resting place, his shrine, is just behind me, and the masjid is to my right, inshallah. We're going to quickly visit the masjid, inshallah, then we're going to continue. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favors of Allah, holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, holy for sinners, holy Allah.
We're currently in the Kamlika Masjid in Turkey. It's called the Grand Kamlika Mosque, and it's a complex of Islamic worship which was completed and opened on 7th of March 2019. The mosque itself stands astride the Kamlika Hill in the Üsküdar district of Istanbul, and it's visible from most of the city of Istanbul. It has an art gallery, a library, and a conference hall, and it can hold up to 63,000 worshippers at any time, and it states that it can hold up to 100,000 people in the case of an earthquake. The dome is 72 meters in circumference. There are six minarets, and each of the minarets are 107.1 meters high. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful masjid. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Shining stars of the Ummah. The shining stars of the
of Madinchan. We are currently in the Sultan Ayub area of Istanbul in Turkey. This area is famous because it is the shrine, the resting place of the great Sayyidina Abu Ayub Ansari radiallahu anhu, the great companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina, when he arrived there, a large number of people came out to try and welcome him and tried to insist that, please come to our house, come to our house. And some people grabbed the reins of the camel and tried to drag it towards their house and drag it towards their house. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave my camel, leave it where it be. It will go and Allah will decide where my camel will sit, and wherever my camel will sit, that will be where I reside. And when the camel rested at its place, the owner of the house, he came out happily, grabbed hold of all the provisions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and happily took them into his house. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed there for approximately 7 months, and when Masjid al-Nabi was built, only then did the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam move to that place, from that place to a room connecting the Masjid al-Nabi. Now that house, Allahu Akbar, that was the house of the great companion, the fortunate companion, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. So Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, he is the host of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His real name is Khalid bin Zahid bin Khalib, and he is known as Abu Ayyub. He radiallahu anhu was amongst those approximately 70 fortunate companions who took the Pledge of Allegiance at the hands of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Valley of Uqba before the migration. He would display immense level of respect and love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First of all, he let the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stay on the ground floor, and he was on the first floor. And one day, the pot that had the water in it, it broke, and so the floor was full of water, and he quickly soaked up all of the water with his bedding. As such, he soaked up all of the water so that no water would drain through and reached the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as a result of that, he didn't have any other bedding in the house. So the whole night is spent in that cold, without any bedding. The wet bedding was there as well. So this is again just a show of love and respect that he had for him. And then one day, whilst he was sleeping on the second floor, a thought came to his mind that I am sleeping up above here and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is below me. And he didn't like the idea of that. So what he did is he moved into the corner of the room. Him and his wife stayed the whole night in the corner of the room. They stayed there. And when the morning came and he came downstairs to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he explained the situation to him. He said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was afraid that maybe our movement could cause noise, or maybe our movement could cause dust to fall, and the dust could fall on your blessed body. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that love, saw that respect, saw that devotion that he had for him. And so he smiled and he agreed that he would then stay on the second floor of the building. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, originally he did move him to the second floor of the building, but then because there were so many people coming and going, he then decided to move him to the ground floor of the building as well. The love and devotion that he had, there's many instances that show the love and the devotion that he had. Obviously, he was serving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam food. And when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's food used to come back, or the utensils used to come back, he used to ask, from where, which utensil was used by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which part of the utensil was used by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would pick away that utensil and he would eat morsels from that part of the utensil that he'd received from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one night he stayed up and he patrolled and he looked after, he protected the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the whole night. And the next day when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found out about this, he did dua for him. He said, "Oh Allah, keep Abu Ayyub under your protection the way he spent the night protecting me." Once the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing say of Safa and Marwa, in the meanwhile one hair of the blessed beard separated and started falling down. He was with him. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu was with him, and he did not seem it fit for him for the fall, for the hair to fall on the blessed floor. So he went and caught that hair and picked it with him as well. And the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam again gave him a dua. And he said, "May Allah Azza wa Jalla remove every disliked thing from you as well." Allahu Akbar. It is stated that once he came and he placed his face at the blessed Rosa of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that time, the ruler Marwan said to him, "What are you doing?" And he replied, "I've not come to a brick or a rock. I have come in the blessed court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Viewers of Madhi Channel, after studying his life, you come to learn that he was a true lover of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was righteous, he was brave, he extremely pervert and perverse. He had a passion that we fail to have in a lot of us today, that passion of serving Islam. When Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu was martyred, he was serving as the Imam of Masjid al-Nabi in those days, Allahu Akbar. And he was also appointed as the governor of Medina in the early days of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu anhu. In his last days, he became extremely ill, and when he was about to pass away, he said, "Bury my corpse near the wall of the fortress." Therefore, in 51 Hijri, he was laid to rest near the walls of the fortress of Constantinople. Undoubtedly, it was a result of the dua of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he remained safe from troubles and calamities all his life. Moreover, viewers of Manchu, even today, this shrine in here, not very far from where we are at the moment, is visited by so many people on a daily basis. Millions of people, of lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come here to visit this blessed shrine and take the blessings in. It is stated that also people, you know, when there was famines that took place, when there were problems that took place, they used to come to the shrine of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu and do dua there, and rain used to come to remove the famine that was there. Viewers of Manchu, I pray to Allah that we can all learn about our rich heritage, learn about our pious people of the past, learn from those lives so that we can make a change in our lives. Learn from those lives so we can learn to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he should be loved. Learn from those lives so we can learn to live our lives as we should do. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
They love him more than their souls. They love him more than their hearts. They sacrifice themselves for the sake of Rasulullah. They love him more than their souls. They love him more than their hearts.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, we are in the Sultan Ayyub area of Istanbul in Turkey, and a short distance, a walking distance from the shrine of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. But also in this same area is the resting place of another companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. His daughter's name was Darda, and hence he is known as Abu Darda. We know very little about him, but the fact that he is a companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And views of Manchana, you've probably heard it many, many times before that, you know, a person, they can worship Allah Azza wa Jalla all their lives. They can fast every single day of their lives. They can do ibadat, wazayf, zikr, read Quran all of their lives. But no matter how long you live, you can live 1,000 years, you can never attain the status of a companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sacrifices they made to get here, to travel here, to spread the deen of Islam. And when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed them, "Go, take this message so that people will understand it better," and the companions left and they went in different directions. And that is why you can find companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Turkey, in Iran, Iraq, China even, Pakistan, Hind, all around the world where the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to spread the deen of Islam. So I think Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us today with this opportunity to come to the companion, to the grave of the companion, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, and hopefully to take blessings from him as well. I pray to Allah that Allah gives us the opportunity again and again to pay our respects at the resting places, at the shrines, at the mausoleums of not only the pious people of the past, with the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A companion is a person that died with Iman, and whilst he had Iman, he saw the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his own eyes. Allahu Akbar. So to be able to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with your own eyes is such a huge, huge status. And viewers of the channel, I want to just give a message to our parents here as well. There was a school teacher, and in the classroom, the children were asked, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And someone said, "I want to be a pilot. I want to be a bus driver. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer." And one child said that, "I want to be a Sahabi. I want to be a companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And the teacher then explained to him and asked him, "Well, why is it you want to be a companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" And the child said that my parents every day before I go to sleep, they tell me about the life of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I admire them so much. I just want to be like them. I want to be them. You know, although it is not possible for any of us to be a companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but at least we should make them our role models. At least we should look up to them in such a way that we want to follow in their footsteps. We should look up to them in such a way that we want to try and love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they loved. They were willing to sacrifice everything, and they did. They didn't just say it, they did it. They were human beings that had wants and needs. They had families, they had children, they had all sorts of things. Like, you know, I want clothes, we want things, we want all of these materialistic things. But they sacrificed all of that. They put that secondary, they ran after the akhirat. And you know, those fortunate people, views them, and said they run after the akhirat, the dunya runs after them. But those unfortunate, and I will call them unfortunate people that run after the dunya, neither do they get the dunya, neither do they get the akhirah. Ya Allah, enable us to follow in the footsteps of our pious predecessors. Ya Allah, Azawajal, enable us to follow in the footsteps of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we can learn to love, respect, and follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he should be followed.
Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam.
Viewers of the channel, we've left the city of Istanbul and we're on our way to Ankara. Ankara is the capital of Turkey. Inshallah, we're planning on staying there tonight, inshallah, and then tomorrow morning we're going to set off for Konya. And I'm quite excited about going to Konya because many years ago there was a scholar I knew, he passed away. And I remember him saying to me that, you know, there's two places in the world other than the blessed city of Medina where he felt complete peace and complete tranquility. You know, he said that Ruhaniyat was there. Yeah, and he said, there's just something about these two places. And I said, Mulasa, which are these two places? And he says, after the city of Medina, because there's nothing I can compare with the city of Medina. But after the city of Medina, he mentioned two places. One was Dada Darbar in Lahore, and the other is the resting place of Mawlana Rumi in Konya. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me the opportunity previously to go to Dada Darbar in Lahore. But after hearing what Mawlana Sahib said, since then I've been yearning to be able to go to Konya, to go to the Mazar of Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ta'ala and take his blessings, learn something about his life, you know. And so inshallah, do dua for us that tomorrow we can make this journey, we can go to his resting place, and not so only to his resting place, but also to the resting place of Mawlana Shams Tabrizi Rahmatullah, which is also in Konya. Do dua for us that we can be there and show our respects as we should do. Do dua for us that when we go there, we can show the respect and follow the etiquette and the adab of visiting the mazars of our pious predecessors. And like I said, these are our rich heritage. We need to know about our rich heritage that we have as Muslims, so we can learn something from their lives. Inshallah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today we are at the resting place of the great Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi. And from the time he was a student of knowledge, scholars used to come and seek fatwa from him and give him the answer to religious questions.
The special favor
of the channel at the resting place of Mawlana Shams Tabriz Rahmatullah Ta'ala, one of the great saints of Allah.
The universe is
currently in the city of Bursa, and we're at the resting place of Sheikh Ismail Haqqi Muristi Shrine, alhamdulillah.
Allah has
resting place of Hazrat Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam.
Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam is a direct descendant of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam.
Our rich heritage.